Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear families that are in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and for those that will be listening to the recording on a later day, we would like to welcome each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, April 11, 2015. We're going to begin with our lesson. This is lesson 122. Because of last week's convocation, we are just going to continue on lesson 122, In Desire of Ages. The chapter that we will be discussing today is chapter 26, entitled At Capernaum, but this is part 2. The opening song to our study today is called Sabbath Day. Sabbath Day, O rest and cheer, day divine to me so dear. Come, O come to old and young, gathering him for prayer and song. Now the week of toil is o'er, and in peace we sit once more at our Father's ample board, listening to his gracious words. Lord of God, we seek thy face. Bless us with thy saving grace. May thy heralds everywhere clear thy gospel truth declare. Let thy mighty world hold sway over men on earth today. Our poor soul, good shepherd's feet, into pastures green us lead. May our Lord the day be near, when we pass from trials here, into thy eternal rest, in the mansions of the blessed. May our Lord the day be near, when we pass from trials here, into thy eternal rest, in the mansions of the blessed. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in the room. We just began, and before we begin our study, we would like to ask any one of the mommies, daddies, or little ones to have opening prayer. Bubble up.
If we could all kneel for opening prayer. O righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you all honor and praises, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for waking us up this morning. I also want to thank you for keeping us safely throughout the week. And thank you for being with us, guiding us, protecting us, forgiving us, and loving us. Lord, thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. I pray that you bless each and every one of us that are here today, those that will be listening to the recording at a later time, those listening over the phone, and those listening on the radio as well, dear Father, I pray. You know each and every one of us. You know all our situations, and we lay them all at your feet, dear Father, I pray. And help us, Lord, to be patient and to be temperate and to wait upon you and look to you in all things. Thank you for the many lessons that were taught this week. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 15, 50, verse 4, from the King James Version. And it reads, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learner, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning, he waketh my ears to hear as to learn." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled At Capernaum, of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, babala.
Proverbs 15:23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and the word spoken in due season, how good is it?
Matthew 6:26. Behold the fowl of the air, for they so not neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeded them. Are ye not much better than they?
So a blessing, everyone. Glad to see you all. Continuing, Matthew 6:28. And why take ye dough for a raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. Mark 1:21. And they went into Capernaum a straightway on the Sabbath day. He entered into the synagogue and taught. Amen.
Mark 1:22. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one and had authority, and not as the scribes. Luke 4:33. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice. Luke 4:34, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thus Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who those are, the Holy One.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, dear ones, we will cover pages 254 through 255. Blah, blah, blah.
Sabbath lesson, everyone. The Zarf ages page 254. Yet he was earnest rather than a behemoth. He spoke as one who had a definite purpose to fulfill. He was bringing to view the realities of the eternal world. In every theme, God was revealed. Jesus sought to break the spell of infatuation, which keeps men absorbed in earthly things. He placed the things of this life in their true relation as subordinate to those of the eternal interest, but he did not ignore their importance. He taught that heaven and earth are linked together, and that a knowledge of divine truth prepares men better to perform their duties of everyday life. He spoke as one familiar with heaven, conscious of his relationship to God, yet recognizing his unity with every member of the human family. Desire of Ages, page 254, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus seek to break from them, and how did he place these things of this life? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is the spell of infatuation, which keeps men absorbed in the earthly things and their true relations of subordinate to those who internal interest, but he did not ignore the importance.
Desire of Ages, page 254. His messages of mercy were buried to suit his audience. He knew how to speak a word seasoned to him that is weary, Isaiah 54. For grace was poured upon his lips that he might convey to men in the most attractive way the treasures of truth. He had tact to meet the prejudiced minds and surprise them with illustrations that won their attention. Through the imagination, he reached the heart. His illustrations were taken from the things of daily life, and although they were simple, they had in them a wonderful depth of meaning. The birds of the air, the lilies of the field, the sea, the shepherd and the sheep. With these objects, Christ illustrated immortal truth, and ever afterward, when his hearers chanced to see these things of nature, they recalled his words. Christ's illustrations constantly repeated his lessons. Desire of Ages, page 254, paragraph 2.
Dear ones, I had to go back one slide because I wanted to be able to share something with all the little ones and all of those that will be weary and maybe a little bit depressed about the disappointments in life. Just remember that every disappointment that happens, the Lord always has something in store for his children that is a little bit higher and even better in the purpose of glorifying his name and for their soul salvation. The words of the word that the Lord had left in the Bible, it is for us to comfort Anytime when we go through something, he left the words of love and comfort that whenever disappointed arrives, just remember that the Lord has better things, and in his wisdom, he has a purpose for it all. So just remember, disappointment are just God's way of showing that there are better things ahead. And the words of God make the weary soul to be able to be healed and look up and trust and know that God is in control. I just wanted to share that, and we'll continue in our study. Question, boys and girls, how did Jesus suit his audience when he spoke? And how did the Savior meet the prejudiced mind of his hearers? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, Kabbalah.
The answer is, he know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary, for grace was poured unto his lips, that he might convey to men in the most attractive way the treasures of truth. And he had tact to meet the prejudiced minds and surprise them with the illustrations that won the attention. Through the imagination, he reached the heart.
Desire vengeance paid to their sins before. Christ never flattered men. He never spoke that which would absolve their fancies and imaginations, nor did he praise them for their clever intentions and inventions. But deep, unprejudiced thinkers received his teaching and found that it tested their wisdom. They marveled at the spiritual truth expressed in the simplest language. The most highly educated were charmed with his words. The uneducated were always profited. He had a message for the illiterate, and he made even the heathen to understand that he had a message for them. Desire of Ages, page 154, paragraph 3.
Boys and girls, what has Christ never done, and what do these thinkers marvel at? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, Babalah.
The answer is flattered men. He never spoke that which would exalt their fancies and imaginations, nor did he praise them for their clever inventions. But deep, unprejudiced thinkers received his teaching, and the spiritual and truth expressed in the simplest language. The most highly educated were charmed with his words, and the uneducated were always profited.
Desire of Ages, page 254. His tender compassion fell with a touch of healing upon weary and troubled hearts. Even amid the turbulence of angry enemies, the loveliness of his character, above all, the love expressed in the look and tone, drew to him all who were not hardened in belief. Desire of Ages, page 254. In every look and word, he would not have attracted the large congregations that he did. The afflicted ones who came to him felt that he linked his interests with theirs as a faithful and tender friend, and they desired to know more of the truths he taught. Heaven was brought near. They longed to abide in his presence, that the comfort of his love might be with them continually.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, how was Christ surrounded amid the turbulence of angry enemies around him, and how did he draw to him all who were not hardened in unbelief? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, Babalah.
The answer is, he was surrounded with an atmosphere of peace, and with the beauty of his conscience, the loveliness of his character, above all, the love expressed in look and tone. Had it not been for the sympathetic spirit that's shown out in every look and word, he would not have attracted the large congregation that he did.
Amen. So let us learn a beautiful song together, dear ones, entitled, Lord, I want to Know You More.
Tomorrow.
Isaiah Vegas, page 254. Jesus watched with deep earnestness the changing countenances of his hearers. The faces that expressed interest and pleasure gave him great satisfaction. As the arrows of truth pierced through the soul, breaking through the barriers of selfishness and working contrition, and finally gratitude, the Savior was made glad. When his eyes swept over the throng of listeners, and he recognized among them the face he had before seen. His countenance lighted up with joy. He summoned the hopeful subjects for his kingdom. When the truth, plainly spoken, touched some cherished idol, he marked the change of countenance. The cold, forbidding look, which told that the light was unwelcome. When he saw men refuse the message of peace, his heart was pierced to the very depths. Desire based page 155, paragraph 1.
So remember, dear ones, no matter what happens in your life, just remember, don't let go the hands of God. For he have the answer from the beginning and the end. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire ages 255. Jesus in the synagogue spoke of the kingdom he had come to establish and of his mission to set free the captives of Satan. He was interrupted by the sheriff of terror. A madman rushed forward from among the people, crying out, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Paragraph 2.
Question, boys and girls, what made Jesus' countenance light up with joy? And what happens to the Savior when he saw men refuse the message of peace? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, Babala.
The answer is when his eyes swept over a throng of listeners and he recognized among them the faces he had before seen, and his heart was pierced to the very depths.
Amen. So let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. It's taken from the book of Matthew. And it's in chapter 6, verse 33 from the King James Version. But the second part of this particular scripture song is going to be sung in French.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The love of his things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our study, and we prepare this section especially for all those little precious little ones. It's story time, so gather all the little ones. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all the precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. The commandments are sure. They are good. They don't change. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and righteousness. Uprightness. Psalm 111, 7 and 8. Adam and Eve at the creation had a knowledge of the law of God. Boys and girls, do you know what it means to have knowledge? It means you know something. You already know it. It was printed on their hearts, and they understood its claims upon them. That means they knew they should obey it. The law of God existed before man was created. It was adapted to the conditions of holy beings. That means it was made for sinless people. Even angels were governed by it. They knew that they were supposed to obey it too. After the fall, the principles of righteousness were unchanged. In other words, God's law didn't change because sin came along. Nothing was taken away from the law. Not one of the holy precepts could be improved. And as it has existed from the beginning, so it will continue to exist throughout the endless ages of eternity. You know, that's going to be a long time. That law is going to last a long time. Our duty to obey this law is to be the burden of this last message of mercy to the world. In other words, we're supposed to tell the whole world that they must obey God to be saved. Right now, they think they don't have to. God's law is not a new thing. It is not holiness created, but holiness made known. The law tells us what God's character is like. It is a code or principles expressing mercy, goodness, and love. At the end of this program, boys and girls, you'll find several codes. Some of these codes are secret and others are open. The codes here referred to are the open ones, the ones that are understandable. It presents to fallen humanity the character of God and states plainly the whole duty of man. Our duty is to be merciful, good, and love one another. The law of love, being the foundation of the government of God, that means everything was based on it. The happiness of all intelligent beings depends upon their perfect accord or willing agreement with the great principles of righteousness. God desires from all his creatures, that's you and me, the service of love, service that springs from an appreciation of his character. Do you know what it means to appreciate something? It means that you're pleased with it. He takes no pleasure in forced obedience, and to all he grants freedom of will, that they may render him voluntary service. Render means to give. All his commandments are sure. Whatever is built upon the authority of man will be overthrown, but that which is founded upon the rock of God's immutable or unchangeable word shall stand forever. The sacred statutes, God's Ten Commandments, which Satan has hated and sought to destroy, will be honored throughout a sinless universe. Sons and Daughters, page 38. All his commandments are sure, they stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and upright in Psalm 111, 7 and 8.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the end of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and next week we will continue with part 3 in our study entitled At Capernaum of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear ones, mommy, daddies, or little one, would like to have closing prayer, blah,
our Father, I thank you for us here to have this blessed day. I thank you for us here to wake us up this morning. And thank you for us here to learn from this wonderful scripture study. And let us be able to keep the lesson in our hearts and our minds. Forgive us for our sins and make more correction spirits. And let us be able to walk safely with you throughout all our lives. And also protect us where we may be. And also will defend us. Also, let us be able to avoid all the temptations that the devil uses against us. Also, let us be able to be blessed and grateful for the things that you've given us. Also, we'll be helping one another and loving one another. And let us be able to help the simple world turn from evil ways, that they may be able to turn from their wicked ways and turn in and follow you. This is my prayer, this is
amen. Amen. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. And next week, that will be next Sabbath, April 18, 2015, will be part 3. We would like to thank all the dear family that participated in the reading and also that brought everyone together here, which is the Godhead. We also want to thank the Lord for giving us strength and help and allowing everything to run smoothly. And also all of the songs that were shared in the room. The first one was from the Cadet Sisters, and the second one was from Sister Pierna. All the brethren that helped to be able to put all these things together. praise the Lord, and we hope and pray that all of you all will bless and may continue the dialogue at home with the stories and the lessons that was taught today. This is my prayer for each and every family. And may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.